Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road, Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So have you ever heard of an organization called Defend the Fatherless? I have not, and that is why we're doing this show today, because we have brought to the table a young lady by the name of Caitlin Sun. Caitlin is, she is just a total package when it comes to Defend the Fatherless, and we're going to learn a little bit about that today on our Straight Talk program. But first, as we always do, Caitlin, tell us about Caitlin.
Hi, thank you for having me today. My name is Caitlin Sund, and I am a wife to Brad, and we have three children, Kyrie, Brooks, and Olivia. They are all in their teenage years, which is super fun around the Sund household. And Olivia is our youngest. She was adopted from China in 2013, and she's 14 years old now.
Jeez. Now, having had the privilege of going to China, which I did years ago, I can't imagine what it took just to adopt a child in China. That's not something you just snap your fingers and it happens, is it?
Definitely not. The Lord placed adoption on my heart when I was a young child. And thankfully, my husband knew about that before we got married and was fully on board with that plan for growing our family.
So China versus a child here in the United States, how did that turn out?
Yeah, so we had our two biological children, Brooks and Kyrie. They are both 26 months apart. And then when Brooks turned about 18 months, then my husband and I were like, all right, well, if we're going to do this adopting thing, we should probably try to figure it out, because we wanted our kids to be close in age. And so we started exploring different options for growing our family. And to be honest, the door just shut for every option besides China. And we were really drawn to China as a country, to their program, the way that they had a really simple adoption process. And then once we made the decision to adopt from there, then when we received Olivia's picture, we just knew from the moment we saw her that she was meant to be our daughter.
Now, did you have a choice between a male or a female?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So now China is not open to adoptions anymore. But yeah, at the time, then yes, you could make your preference for the child's age, their gender, and actually all of Chinese adoptions at the time that we were adopting were special needs adoptions, and so you were also kind of able to let them know what your family's dynamic could handle as far as special needs.
Okay, and you're right about China, because China is going through the same thing that the United States is going through. Our population is shrinking. We're not replacing ourselves. Cost of living, same thing in China as it is over here. It's amazing. All right, so you got through all that, and it took, what, a year, year and a half, years?
Yeah, it was actually very fast. So Olivia's adoption process was shorter than a pregnancy. So
no
we
kidding.
Had her home in less than 9 months.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's very unusual. Very unusual. But our adoption process, although it felt like eternity, because there's just something about knowing that you have a child on the other side of the world, that as a mom and a dad, it was very painstaking, and we worried about her every day. And so it felt like a lot longer than 9 months, but it was 9 months. And then we got to fly over there, and we spent 2 weeks there finalizing the adoption.
You know, I can remember when we got off the plane in Beijing, there were a number of couples with strollers with no babies in them. They were going over there to do exactly what you were doing, pick up the child and bring them home.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay, so now your adopted daughter is Olivia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's now 14?
Yes.
14 years old. Does she have any hankering to go back and see China and see what it's all about?
Yes. She loves being from China. She loves her culture. She's very proud of it. She loves the food. And so, yes, she does want to go back someday, and we will definitely do that.
And she was how old when you adopted her?
She was 14 months.
14 months. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't know the Chinese language.
No.
No, not at all. Interesting. Okay, so out of this comes Defend the Fatherless. I'm trying to see, put this together.
Yes, so we brought Olivia home, and I was very networked within the Chinese adoption community, and there was another organization actually outside of Pennsylvania that did mission work in China, and so they invited me to go and come to the orphanages. I was a pediatric occupational therapist at the time, so I was working with children with special needs, and they invited me to go to the orphanage and help train some of the nannies on how to work with these kids in hopes to kind of close the gap between their development so that when they got home, then the obstacles might not be as challenging for their families. So I went back to China twice and did some of that work and just absolutely loved it. And after my first trip there, then I met a girl on my team who lived in Columbia, South Carolina, and she had started a foster closet at her church. So she was doing great work at her church, right in her home. And I got really inspired and thought, hey, you know, I can't keep going to China and leaving my husband with three children, but what could I do here to continue to love on these kids that don't have families? And so started a foster closet with the help of my church, started a foster closet in two storage units in Fort Mill.
In Fort Mill.
Mm-hmm.
And how long ago was that that you started it?
So that was in 2016, so 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now that closet has become what, a garage or a house?
Nope. So fast forward to 2019, and that's when we actually became Defend the Fatherless.
Okay.
And so we became Defend the Fatherless in response to hearing of additional needs that families were having. So at the foster closet, we were able to meet those tangible needs. So we provided clothing, baby equipment, diapers, you know, just kind of like all those needs, the physical needs that families needed when they were welcoming a child into their home.
Mm-hmm.
But my experience with having Olivia was that it wasn't just the tangible needs that we needed, it was the emotional support. And that's what we were hearing from the families we were serving as well, is that they were lonely, that people didn't understand their journey, people didn't understand the behaviors that their children were having, they were burned out and exhausted, and they just needed friends. And so that's kind of how Defend the Fatherless evolved. We started offering connection events, and so we would have park play dates or moms, let's meet for coffee and let the kids just play at the coffee shop, things like that. And that's when the name switched to Defend the Fatherless, and we have just continued to respond to the needs and grow ever since then. We are not in storage units anymore. We are in a standalone building in Fort Mill.
Wow.
We're in the Flint Hill Schoolhouse, which is off Flint Hill Road.
Wow. Did you ever imagine it would morph into this?
I never imagined. I think I would have been scared and run away.
All right. So this has become a full-time occupation for you.
Yes. Yeah, so I work there full-time, and we have four part-time employees.
Really?
So we serve about 100 children per month at our foster closet now. Families can come and make appointments. We're serving kinship, adoptive, and foster families. And do you know what kinship families are?
I have no idea.
So kinship families are when it's a grandparent, an aunt and uncle, a close family friend that is caring for a child because the biological parents are unable to do so. And that is a huge rising population all across the country, including in York County.
Yeah. I mean, I know of at least two people who are raising their grandchildren.
Right.
And they
would
fall.
There's a lot of needs.
Yeah, there's a lot of needs out there.
Yeah. You can imagine being in your 60s or 70s raising a child. You haven't raised little ones since, you know, many years before, and having to learn how to raise children with technology and, you know, just all the new obstacles that come along with that. And so we're here to be a support to those families.
So if I were ever thrown into that position, I would probably call you instantly.
Absolutely.
And say, what do I do? I mean, here I am, you know, my kids are grown and gone, and I have this little child to take care of?
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding me?
Yeah.
What am I going to do? And you're going to tell me, don't worry about it.
Absolutely. So we are here to hold their hand the entire journey that they're caring for the child. So it's not just on the first day that child comes into their home. It's the entire journey. The average time in foster care in our state is about 2 years. But of course, with kinship, it's often longer. There's often addiction involved, abuse, neglect, different things that are requiring the child to be in the custody of somebody else. And so we are here to support in many facets. So often what it looks like is a family hears about us, they come to the closet, and they get their tangible goods. And then we introduce them to all of our services. So they might be invited to a connection event. I'll give an example. We just had a connection event at a church in Fort Mill, First Baptist Church Fort Mill. We have lots of amazing church partners, and they did a steak dinner for us. So families got to come. They had their congregation cooking beautiful steaks, salads, baked potatoes. The parents got to enjoy that meal. They had a not a comedian, a magician, come and put on some entertainment. And then the kids got to go into childcare, where we had volunteers there that were doing a silent disco and playing with the children, just giving the parents a night off of being parents. And then they got to sit around the table and connect. So that's just one example. We have connection events that are happening all throughout the month. Sometimes it's as simple as a park play date, or sometimes it's something like that's happening tonight, where we're having a parent group meeting at a counseling center. So we would invite families to participate in any of those. And then we hear their stories. And so a lot of them are really struggling. A lot of them are suffering with trauma, with mental health difficulties. And so we do have a mental health scholarship. Last year we gave away $18,000 in mental health scholarship money. So we allow the families to pick wherever they want to go to receive counseling. There's lots of different modalities for counseling, and we don't want to be the one to say where a family should go. And so we let them choose.
So when a family comes in for help, and you can see that they need the help, you're pushing them along to the different services that Defend the Fatherless offers, or maybe you're off sending them out to get these services. Is this all done at no charge?
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're raising all the money that you need through the generosity of the greater community.
Absolutely, yes. So we don't charge our families for anything. Our foster closet, as I said, serves about 100 children per month. You can imagine if a family's coming in. So we do have a bed program. We heard in response in 2023, we heard that siblings were being broken up because oftentimes foster families don't have enough beds. DSS requires that every child have a bed. And we were like, that's not okay. We need siblings to stay together. And so we started a bed program. So you can imagine if you have a family that comes in and they need a twin bed, and then they need clothing for three children for a week, and they need new shoes, and they need a couple car seats. You can imagine the cost associated with that. And that family would be taking on that cost, but instead Defend absorbs the cost. So you can imagine the amount of funding that we need to keep just the foster closet running. And then I mentioned the connection events and the mental health scholarships.
Phew-wee.
And adoption grants.
My gosh. So you obviously have got a need for dollars. Do you do events to raise dollars?
We do.
Okay.
So we have an event coming up on October 16th. We have a Sporting Clays fundraiser. Have you heard of Sporting Clays?
Oh, I love shooting Sporting Clays. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, then we're going to get you out there.
Okay.
So it's at Hyatt Farms.
Okay.
And we have a morning and an afternoon shoot. And we just have a great time out there getting folks out there shooting for a great cause.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we are currently looking for people to participate, as well as corporate sponsorships for that, to make that a successful event.
Good for you. So you do more than just this one event, the shooting Sporting Clays?
So that's our main fundraiser that we have once a year. And we also have a couple other fundraising strategies that folks can get involved with. Number one, we have our Defender program. We love our Defender program. So you think of subscribing to Amazon. You got your Amazon, your monthly Amazon subscription, or we have a monthly Defender program. And so we ask that folks just commit to contributing something every month to us. We have an exclusive t-shirt we'll send. So that's a great way to just let us know that the funds are going to continually come in. We also do have a Foster Closet sponsorship program. So we launched that just in the month of May for Foster Care Awareness Month, where folks for $1,500 can sponsor the Foster Closet for a month. And that just allows us to meet some of our operational costs of running that closet. And so you can get your name on a plaque, your business can be on a sign out front, and then we can highlight you on social media in our newsletter.
All right. So to run this machine that you have developed, I mean, you need to raise, what, a couple $100,000 a year? More?
Our budget's about $1 million a year.
$1 million a year?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of sporting clays.
So it is. We operate, so the way that Foster Closet runs is that we take tangible donations. So our community is extremely generous in donating very gently used clothing. Okay. And we will stock our closet with gently used clothing, gently used baby equipment. And so that does help us. So part of our budget is from tangible goods, so in-kind donations.
Okay.
We also have a frozen meal program. So those are in-kind donations where folks are making meals, stocking our freezers, and again, giving another way for families to say yes, having a night off of cooking. They're really busy.
Yeah.
So about half of that $1 million is in tangible goods that are being donated to us from the generous community.
And the rest of it's just coming in through donations,
mm-hmm.
sporting clays, and here's a check.
Amazing church partners, amazing individual donors.
So how many church
grants?
How many church partners do you have? Roughly.
It's very hard for me to count because we have church partners that engage in so many different ways, but I would say we have 20 strong church partners.
Boy, that's good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's great. All right. We have to take our mid-program break.
Okay.
And remind everybody what the heck we do here at Substation 2, which is prepare fresh subs and salads right before your eyes 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it, Caitlin, is in the white letters. And at the count of three, we're going to light up this restaurant, and they're going to tell everybody out there why they need to be in here. All right? Okay. So everybody, pay attention. Here we go. One, two, three. How we do what we do. One, two, three. Slice, slice. Come on. What happened there? That was a dud. We'll do that again in a little bit. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Start your journey with a new auto loan. Get on the road with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. From city streets to off-road trails, your journey begins here. Our competitive rates can get you on the road in a ride that fits your lifestyle and budget, with no payments for up to 90 days. You can apply for a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days before you start shopping. Visit one of our many convenient office locations or go to foundersfcu.com/auto to apply for an auto loan today. Membership qualification required. See webpage for details.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Attention sublovers, Substation 2 is turning 40 and we're celebrating. This is Charlie Ruffalo. Be one of the first 40 customers through our doors on June 6th and win one free sub every month for an entire year. But wait, there's more. The next 40 customers will snag an incredible 40% discount on any one order placed by the end of this year. It's a sandwich sensation at Substation 2. Come join us June 6th as we celebrate 40 years of mouth-watering subs and salads. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Jared Road across from Winthrop. Caitlin Sund is with us. She created a thing called Defend the Fatherless, which has morphed into something that probably nobody ever imagined. It's her and four or five others and a big support network of churches and the community and da-da-da-da-da that are doing everything they can to help out families who are in need. Is that a fair statement?
Yep, foster, adoptive, and kinship families.
Okay.
Yep.
So I guess you have no trouble with people finding out about you, right?
Oh, no. I mean, you didn't hear about us, so we're still trying to get the name out, get the word out. So I think there's a perception that we're smaller than we are, and as we grow, then our needs grow in order to stay afloat and keep serving the families in the same way that we have.
All right, so there you go, growth. Now, we all know that our community is growing. Who would have ever thought that York County now has over 300,000 people in it, and we've got, 150-some families moving to the Charlotte region every day?
Mm-hmm.
Every day? So do you, I mean, are you being pressured because you've got more demand than you can fill the need?
No. I will say we will always meet the need.
Okay. Good for you.
We are very committed to always meeting the needs in the same way that we always have. We believe fully in having a relationship with the families that we serve. So yes, we have grown as an organization and we are serving more and more families, but the relationships that we have with the families are of utmost importance to us. We have just been so blessed that the Lord has met us in every corner of what we've needed as we've grown, or as the needs for our families have grown. And we're very grateful for that.
Good for you. Good for you. All right. Now, you've touched upon just about everything in terms of services that you offer. A lot of these kids, they need a good education. Are you all involved with that at all?
Yeah, so we're not really involved in education, but we do help equip them for when they start school. So as we know, we're in the first week of summer around here, and we're already gearing up to support our kids to go back to school. So two of the pillars that we lean on at Defend are choice and dignity. So a lot of these kids have grown up never having a choice. They will walk into the foster closet, and Megan, our foster closet coordinator, will ask them what their favorite color is, and they will have no idea because nobody's ever asked them before. And so that is why we take a little bit of a different model than some of the other foster agencies you might hear about, where maybe the child is given a duffel bag on the day that they come into care. We want them to come to our closet where it's set up like a boutique and really get to choose what their favorite clothing would be. And so we carry that over into them going back to school. We believe, again, in choice and dignity in all decisions. And so at Back to School, we actually set up a shoe store at Defend the Fatherless. So we partner with local churches and or organizations that are providing shoes, backpacks, and school supplies. And we set up a store. So the children get to come in and they get to shop for beautiful name brand shoes, just like our children would want. So they've got Nikes and Converse and New Balances and all the trendy. We search for the trends. We ask our teenagers, what are the trends for the upcoming school year? And we make sure that our shoe store is stocked with that. And then they also get to pick out a backpack that, again, they would be proud to wear on the first day. And school supplies, we don't want them to show up on the first day and when the teacher says pull out a pencil and a notebook, they don't have anything, because they don't have the same privilege that maybe our children have. And so we make sure that they're starting off the school year on the right foot and ready to walk into school with pride.
So things like shoes and backpacks, are those donated by retail outlets?
By the community. Our community, I mean, the York County community blows me away every single day with its generosity.
You got families going out and buying this stuff?
We do, yep.
So we
provided 162 pairs of shoes for children for back to school last year.
Wow-wee.
And I expect our number will grow this year.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Anyway, I won't get into the mechanics of that. You just That's incredible. Now, so there's no timeline in terms of how long you'll work with a family that needs your help?
No, I mean, we have families that have been with us since 2016. Actually, one of our amazing families, I remember the day that she called me. I happened to go to church with her, and her family was unable to have biological children, and she called me to let me know that she had a placement and the baby was in Colombia, and she was about to drive down to meet him. And she came to those storage units about 10 years ago, and we filled up her car. She drove to Colombia, brought her son home. She's adopted him now, as well as his biological brother. They still come to all of our connection events. She's a faithful defense supporter as well as volunteer. So, you know, we have families that have been with us for 10 years, and then we have new ones that walk in our door every day.
I want you to tell me a success story of some family that you've been working with that was really in need of help. Mm-hmm. And after, whatever, several years of working with Defend the Fatherless, you've seen all kinds of growth and excitement.
Yeah, give me a moment to think on that one.
Well, that's all right.
Because we have lots of success stories.
Any one of them will do.
Okay.
Put you on the spot.
I know. Well, we have one that has been with us for quite some time. She fostered and had a really hard time. She's a single mom and had a hard placement. Unfortunately, the child left, and it, as this world happens, it didn't feel like maybe it was the right decision being made on the behalf of the child. And so she was really brokenhearted and felt very discouraged with fostering in general and decided to take a couple years off. But again, she was one of our first families we ever served. And probably about 5 years later, she came back.
Oh boy.
And she decided that she was ready to foster again. And so she took placement of two little girls who are just absolutely adorable. And we got to celebrate with her as she adopted them this year.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, so she is now walking back alongside us, and it was just really fun to see her come back with a new light in her eyes and just joy. And, you know, she was called into that years ago and kind of got her spirit broken, but then was able to come back.
Now, do you all go out to, I don't know, PTOs or to schools or to these churches and say, here we are, this is what we can do, this is what we do? If you know people who need help, send them to us.
Absolutely. So we have a development coordinator, and part of her role is, as well as mine, is to be out in the community, meeting with churches, meeting with schools, meeting with different organizations that can learn about us, not only so that we can serve folks that they know that are walking the road of foster care, adoption, and kinship care, but also help us to get our name out so that we can receive funding or receive partnerships.
Good. All right. We must have a website for all of this.
Yes.
Do we not?
We do. Our website is defendthefatherless.org. We are also on Facebook and Instagram. So we are on Facebook as Defend the Fatherless, Inc. And we are on Instagram both as Defend the Fatherless as well as the York County Foster Closet.
All right. Defendthefatherless.org, right?
Yes.
All right. And since you have put that website up, which I know has been there for a while, mm-hmm. do you notice that all of a sudden, boom, we're getting attention that we didn't think was possible?
Yeah, I mean, our outreach has definitely grown. I would say in the last couple years, it's grown exponentially, where folks are really learning a lot more about us and we're more visible in the community.
Well, people can find out more about exactly what you do. And if they want to help out, drop a check or something, the information will be right there.
Absolutely.
As far as an event before October that you might be having, anything?
So we don't have any kind of fundraising events before October, but we do have events for our families all throughout the year. So if folks are wanting to get involved with volunteering, we could not do this without our volunteers. We have many, many volunteer opportunities that are happening every week at Defend.
And volunteers can do a myriad of different things.
Yeah, so we have volunteers that come and sort our clothing, because as I said, we get donations of gently used clothing and we only take the cream of the crop. Yeah. So we have folks that come in every other week and sort clothing. We have folks that are working at our connection events. We have a team called emergency responders that are meeting families after hours. Foster care doesn't happen within a 9 to 1 during our open business hours. It doesn't happen all the time at that time. And so we have folks that will come and meet after hours when we're not there. So we have lots and lots of ways. We have a volunteer committee that's helping us with some fundraising. We have an event that we're planning for 2027, which we haven't launched yet, but I promise you in February 2027, we have a great event coming up.
Her name is Caitlin Sun. The group is called Defend the Fatherless, and they're off and rolling, and they can always use some more help. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the
work you're doing.
I think it's great. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. You can find out more about them online at andersongriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Okay, we're going to try this one more time. You guys were a bunch of duds before, so let's see what we can do today. Are you paying attention, Dr. Oliver? Both Dr. Olivers? Okay. If you can see the white letters in here, we're going to read them out loud at the count of three. That tells everybody out there what the heck we do in here. Ready? All right. At the count of three, what do we do? One, two, three.
Slice.
My. We're going to have to work more on this. Okay. Not bad. Have a good day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.